We welcome you all to chapel on this, the first day of finals week. If finals week were actually part of the church year, we would probably be singing today, Day of Wrath, O Day of Mourning. A special welcome today to our Board of Regents who are scattered throughout the room. If you regents would just raise your hand for a minute so all of the students who are here can see who you are. We welcome you and we thank you very much for your work for us. Let us begin with hymn number 33, stanzas 1, 2, and 4. Please stand. 33, 1, 2, and 4. Today we sing to and of God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who daily and richly forgives all of our sins and who daily and richly gives us life and salvation. We remember today also our brother Jim Fogstead, the father of Joel Fogstead, who is currently in his final days. He has been suffering with multiple myeloma cancer for the past 11 years. Jim is also a graduate of Bethany, and we trust that God's promise in baptism is with him today and in the day of his death. Let us pray. Our gracious Father in heaven, at your invitation, we come before your throne on behalf of our brother in Christ, Jim Fogstead. Be with him and his family through these dark hours, and grant them continued confidence in you and your gracious promises. We thank and praise you for the glorious hope you have given to your saints through the work of your Son, our Redeemer. When his final hour shall come, grant Jim a blessed departure from this life, and on the last day a resurrection to your glory. We pray this all through the merits of Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hymn 20. It's hard to imagine a more ego-smashing conversation than the one that took place between Jesus and Nicodemus. If you recall, Jesus told Nicodemus that he had to be born again. And indeed, when we contemplate that image chosen by our Lord to describe the process of how we come to faith, indeed, we realize how ludicrous it is to think that we bring anything to the party at all. We just celebrated Mother's Day, some of us, and as we think about that day and ask the question, who in this room chose their biological mother? We realize that's a very odd question to ask. And it becomes even more absurd and disturbing if we go one step further and think about the moment of our conception. Did we have anything to do with that? Indeed, when our Lord uses that illustration, he puts to death any sense of power or prestige that we can bring to our own faith and to our own success as Christians. Even as we go on our lives as Christians, realizing, of course, that we've been claimed to be God's own child in holy baptism, we still realize that we, like King David and so many of the rest, daily fall. And then again, it is that same Spirit that comes to us through his word, especially his law, which condemns us and burns us beyond what we can comprehend, and then also brings us to life again. All this without any power of our own. Hymn number 9, Come Down, O Love Divine.
Thank you.
The Holy Spirit is strong and mighty, continuing to work his work of calling and gathering, enlightening, sanctifying, that is, making us to be not just somewhat holy, but completely holy in God's eyes, and keeping us in the faith. And all of this through means, concrete means, which we can, in fact, comprehend. And these means have been given to the church in all generations to use to the glory of God and for the good of mankind. And, of course, you know about them. Paper and ink, bread and water, the voice of a pastor, the voice of a brother or sister in Christ. And at the center of it all, of course, the Word inscripturated and the Word incarnate. We stand and conclude with hymn number 216.